Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Finding out the salary of a public employee or the results of a restaurant health inspection are just a click away, thanks to the online project called Utah's Right to Know. Today on the program, we're finding out more about the Salt Lake Tribune's efforts to make public information more public, more accessible. Joining me in studio is Don Myers. He's a reporter for the Salt Lake Tribune, and he's also the site manager for utahsright.com. And Don Myers, welcome. Thanks so much for your time.
I'm glad to be here, Jennifer.
And you can join our conversation as well if you've got questions or comments about public records or the Utah's Right to Know project. You can call us 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Don Myers, what prompted the Salt Lake Tribune to launch Utah's Right to Know?
Well, it was launched back around 2007, and the idea was to show Utahns, you know, what public records are available to them, and also to create sort of a, you might say, a clearinghouse where you can look up some of these, you know, commonly public records, such as employee salaries, restaurant inspections, criminal charges, and the such.
How many visits is the site getting in, say, the average month?
We get 1.5 million page views a month.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, what was the goal when you set out in 2007? What were you kind of thinking? Is this in the ballpark of what you were thinking?
Well, I'm not too familiar with what they were thinking at the time, but we've noticed it has been a smashing success. And by comparison, I think it took Transparency Utah, the state's record site, about 2 years to get up to 250,000 page views.
Okay, so Salt Lake Tribune site it seems to be generating a bit more traffic. What are the most popular searches that you find on the site?
Probably the most popular search is the public salaries, because a lot of people want to go on and look and see, you know, like how much do the people who work for their city make, or how much is their neighbor who's a state employee down the street make?
So these salaries range from the city level, the county level, to the state level, the courts. I mean, you can find a salary for any public employee?
Almost any public employee. I mean, there's still some that we're still trying to get, but pretty much we cover, you know, the cities, the counties, special service districts, and the such.
Now, of course, I mean, this is all public information. It's out there. But I would imagine that not everybody wants their salaries to be published. And I understand that one Utah lawmaker even tried to restrict having that salary information made public.
Yes, Craig Powell from up in Wasatch County, he was contacted by a Wasatch County official who said that Utah's Right was causing a bit of a morale problem in the office. People were coming up and saying, well, how come he gets paid more than I do and I do more work?
I guess that's not the Salt Lake Tribune's problem.
No.
We're speaking with Don Myers. He's a reporter and the site manager for utahsright.com. It's a project of the Salt Lake Tribune trying to get public records more publicly accessible. If you've got questions or comments about the project, feel free to join our conversation. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Now, I recently saw a piece, I'm blanking on exactly how long ago, but it was fairly recently, on how much teachers in the state of Utah make. And you had taken out a few that had some pretty high salaries. So I think it was like $120,000 a year. It seemed high to me. But if you read the fine print, this salary information includes benefits as well. So I guess that's something that readers should be aware of.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. In fact, it's probably one of the more frequent complaints I get. I mean, I think if I go more than a week without somebody saying, I don't make that much money, you know, something's wrong. And what it shows on the front page is gross compensation. That is your salary, benefits, and other things. Basically, what it represents is how much you cost your employer. But if you click on the name, then you will get a breakdown. It shows, okay, this is how much it is in salaries, how much it is in benefits. And, you know, it really shows, the full cost of and personnel.
What's been the hardest part of this project for the Salt Lake Tribune? I mean, has it been the technical part, getting the technology to work? Has it been acquiring this information from public entities? What's been the hardest part?
I would say probably getting the information from the public entities. Because when we started out, the transparency website didn't exist, so we had to file grandma requests with each and every agency. And for your listeners who aren't familiar, GRAMA is an acronym for the Government Records Access and Management Act, Utah's open records law. And we would try to request it in electronic format. And sometimes we would get it in electronic format, or sometimes they would just send us a printout. One entity was infamous for sending printouts because they said, well, if we send you a spreadsheet, you're going to mess it up. When in reality, it's like by sending us a printout, then we've got to try to transfer it back into an electronic format, and that just increases the potential for error.
Mm. Grandma, of course, was in dispute in 2011. House Bill 477 passed by the Utah legislature. A lot of public outcry, later repealed by lawmakers. I mean, how would, if HB 477 had stuck, how would that have affected the Utah's Right to Know project?
Well, basically, HB 477 would have turned grandma's core principle on its head. Instead of the presumption that all records are presumed open, we would have to be making a case as to why these records should be public. And also, it would essentially change the way entities would charge for records. Essentially, they would, instead of just adding on the actual cost of producing the record, they would pretty much throw in everything except the kitchen sink.
In addition to salary information, you've also got information about restaurant inspections, health inspections, pool inspections, criminal charges, even divorce information. I mean, what is, I'm playing the devil's advocate here, but what is the public interest in publishing information about somebody's divorce? Where is that line between public and private?
Well, first, the divorce records. You can go down to the courthouse and see who's been divorced or who's received an annulment. So basically, it's not like we're prying into something that isn't already public. And the public interest, I would say, comes from, knowing what is going on. And also, some people use it, like to check out, somebody they're dating to find out. It's like, okay, has this guy had any problems before? And also, I know as, Judge Taylor was arguing, pointing out during the Gary Coleman hearing that, marriages are essentially sort of a matter of public record, that, that there is a record showing that these two are a married couple. So therefore, when that union is dissolved, that is also a matter of public record.
Hmm. So in addition to the individual information about somebody, you can go on and check out if I've been delinquent on my taxes or whatever. In addition to that, though, does Utah's Right to Know look at larger trends?
That's what we strive to do. We're trying to look for sort of trends to see where things are going. Because sometimes it's like you look at data that's like, if you look at a salary for 1 year, that's a nice little snapshot. But if you can try to look at it over a course of, several years, you can, start seeing a trend. It's like, is somebody getting a raise when somebody else isn't getting a raise in an organization?
You mentioned that the state is now operating its own transparency website. How is that significantly different from what Utah's Right to Know is doing, or is it?
It's the same on the surface that they are provide. You know, they show you employee compensation, but it's different in the fact that it was, well, the best way to put it is it was designed for wonks, because it's a very clumsy system to use. I mean, if you're going to be looking up something, it, like, the names are all in alphabetical order, and you really have to know what you're looking for to find it. Whereas Utah's Right, you don't even have to know where the person works. You can just type their name in, and we will pull that information right up for you and then give you a nice, easy breakdown. Or if you look at a particular agency, we can show you who makes, you know, the most money there. Or another fun feature is click on a job title, and we will pull up everybody with that job title so you can compare. It's like, okay, so, you know, police officers in City A make this much money, but a police officer in this other city makes, you know, a lot more.
Hmm. We're speaking with Don Myers, reporter and site manager for UtahsRight.com. It's the Utah's Right to Know Project, sponsored by the Salt Lake Tribune. I mean, do you find that most of the inquiries are personal curiosity? Or, I mean, what's the motivating people, 1.5 million people, to go to your site every month?
Well, there are some people who do it for the curiosity factor. You're just wanting to know, like, you know, how much people make, or see who's got a criminal charge. And I've also been told that there are employers who will use it as part of the screening process for candidates. Look to see if they have a criminal record or something, and decide, it's like, okay, do I really want to hire this guy?
What's been the best part of this project for you as a reporter?
Well, basically just, you know, getting out there and working, you know, with Utah's, you know, grandma law, and, you know, helping advance the idea of open government.
And do you find that that there's been a heightened interest since this 2011 very public debate over HB 477, that, you know, more people are investigating just what is public out there and what they can get their hands on?
Oh, absolutely, because HB 477 was a wake-up call for people that, you know, hey, we have this law that allows us to, you know, look at public records, look under the hood of government, see what's going on, and that there are people out there who don't want you to do that. And I know the State Records Committee has seen a significant uptick in the number of appeals it's hearing since HB 477.
So there's your proof, huh?
That's one element of the proof.
We've only got a couple seconds left, but, I mean, what are you working on right now? Do you have something in the pipeline that you're excited to unveil?
Well, we're going to be unveiling a companion blog that's going to go along with Utah's Right to basically, you know, highlight open government issues in Utah and the area.
And what's it called?
Well, we're still working on that part.
Okay. Don Myers, a reporter and site manager for UtahsRight.com at the Salt Lake Tribune. You can check it out, UtahsRight.com. Don Myers, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Coming up tomorrow, why women clam up when they're outnumbered by men in the boardroom. We'll get some details of a new group dynamic study coming out of BYU. Join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.